welcome to the Inspired Intentions Podcast with Skytera Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with my favorite co-host, Rachel Colasino.
Favorite.
That's what I
said.
Thank
you so much. Yep. And you said it in front of Alan.
Yeah. And on air. And
thank you.
It always feels good when you're here. I mean, I feel like we're more on our game.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know, we produce better episodes.
Thank you.
That's nothing against our other co-hosts.
Who you're making eye contact with.
I know. Did you see that? So let's go ahead and introduce our guests.
Yes.
And we have a very special person in the booth today.
Very special.
Yeah. We have none other than a former Skytera guest and current Skytera guest right now. Her name is Janelle Pendleton.
Welcome, Janelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being here, Janelle.
Glad to be here.
To
be here.
How are the nerves? You doing good on mic so far?
Yeah, doing great.
She's a natural.
She is.
Yeah, she was very comfortable in this very small, tiny, hot room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she didn't even need to take her sweatshirt off.
Yeah.
I saw her when she sat down. So, Janelle, tell our listeners maybe a little bit about you. Where do you live? What's your world like?
So, I am from Dallas, Texas, married, no children, and I just recently retired in February of this year from a job that I held for 31 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels great. So, you know, been in the professional world. I sing. I'm a singer. So that's kind of my side job. And I'm still continuing that. So
that's why you sound so great on mic.
She does. I was just thinking that.
I was like, wow, it's very polished.
Yes.
Yeah. Used to being in a booth. So, yeah, nice. Yeah. I grew up in Arkansas. So one of the reasons I'm here at Skytera, it reminds me a lot of home.
Cool.
With the surroundings and the beautiful mountains and all the colors. So, from the tech world, I was finished my career in HR, but did a little bit of everything, some business analyst work, and worked with a bunch of developers in the automotive business on the tech side.
Wow.
So, kind of a crazy world, but a great job and a family business. And I'm retired today and back at Skytera.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
You know, Jeff was, we were talking earlier about why we wanted to have you on the podcast, and he was just speaking really highly about the changes that you made in your life between the first time that you were here and the time that you're back here now. So that's one of the main reasons why we wanted to have you on the podcast, and also just to hear your experience. And I know other guests love hearing the stories of the guests who are here because they can relate in so many ways. So thank you again for being here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess the really first question that we want to ask you was, you know, what was your reason for coming to Skytera and what was your reason for doing our Lose Smart program?
So originally, as I was thinking about retirement, I'd always wanted to do something personally for myself.
Hmm.
And I started kind of just researching wellness centers and, you know, I was kind of thinking, well, should I wait till retirement? And so when I finally made the decision to retire, I decided that one of my treats of retirement was going to be to Skytera, that I wanted to start my retirement focusing on myself and giving myself some time that I had been denying myself for a lot of time working in a high-profile position. A lot of us get stressed and we're going through work and we just don't take the time for ourselves. And so that was a promise and a gift that I actually thought I was giving to myself. And when I retired, my company asked me what I was going to do. And I said, I'm not sure, but one thing I'm going to do is to go to a wellness center. And they said, well, where is it and what is it? And I told them I'd been doing all the research through Google. And when I told them what I was going to do, they said, we're going to do that for you. And we're going to pay for that for you.
Wow.
That's incredible. I didn't know that.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And so that was their parting gift to me from retirement. And it couldn't have turned out or been a better parting gift from retirement. Like I say, it was a family-owned business. And I was so appreciative that they did that for me. So that's how I ended up here at Skytera the first time.
Well, and I like that even though they gave you the gift of Skytera for a month, you were already thinking that when you were going to be retired, that it was time to put the wellness first and to like do something for yourself.
Yes.
To take that self-care piece. And it's cool that that was in your mind. Was it in your mind for a while, like as you were getting ready to kind of close up shop?
I'm almost embarrassed to say years.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. And let's speak into that for a minute. I think listeners can relate. It's sometimes when we think about doing things for ourselves, it can be difficult to pull the trigger. And it's so great that that's how you started your retirement. And even though it was a couple of years, man, just really cool that you pushed through and knew that like this is what was right for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
Was there any other triggering event besides your retirement that made you finally decide to come to SkyTerra?
Well, I think as most people who work in the corporate world will attest to, just feeling, you know, when you're at work and all the sitting that you do, and just and as you get older in your career, and, you know, just the aches and the pains in your body, and just not feeling well, not eating well because you're not on a good schedule. So it was a little bit of everything kind of compacted into one, you know, thought that it was just like a wellness center will address a lot of different things for me. So it just wasn't one driving factor. It was, you know, it was the stress. It was how am I sleeping? How do I feel? Why do I hurt? I'd like to lose weight. Wasn't as big of an issue to me, although it is a goal, but I just wanted to feel better.
Yeah.
Janelle, do you remember the first day that you were here and what you felt like during that first day?
Absolutely. I remember distinctly because it was alumni week. And
oh, it was.
It was.
Your very first week.
Yeah. So when I got here and I came by myself, I drove from Dallas, Texas out here by myself. And it was a little overwhelming but people were just having a good time. I got here and everyone was in the lobby and everyone seemed to know each other so well, and I thought, boy, these are just happy people here, not realizing they all had some prior connection, or a lot of them did. There were some other new people. So, but just immediately walking in, being greeted, I just had this, there was not this apprehension. I knew immediately, I was like, this is where I need to be. It was the best feeling walking in here and just not, you know, not wanting to just turn around and run out the door when I saw a bunch of people. So, yeah, it was a great feeling.
Yeah.
That's so nice to hear.
It's very nice to hear. And for listeners, you can't necessarily see Janelle, but you can tell she's getting emotional about that first day and just like how it almost sounds like you got that sense of relief. And like, I almost can see yourself like giving yourself credit for like taking that step to come through those doors.
Yes, absolutely. You couldn't have stated it any better. Yeah.
Cool.
And then, so that was your first day. How did the rest of your first week go? And it must have been quite different from when you showed up here your second time.
Yes. So the first week, I came here specifically for the Lose Smart program, which is a 28-day program. And so Monday morning, diving right in with the group, immediately met the people in that group, and they just enfolded me in their arms and said, "You've got this." I mean, they didn't know me from Adam, and it was a great group of people, and I still have relationships with those people in that group today and talk to them all the time. So I'm not trying to just oversell, but it was the best experience for me.
It sounds like the guests took you in just as much as maybe the staff
on
that first week. And that's really cool to hear that culture exists and that it impacted you and those relationships are everlasting.
Yes, absolutely. Everything, I mean, like you say, from the staff to the people that are here, everyone's here for a different reason. And it's just, it is so, there's no judgment here. It is so encompassing and just a great place to feel like yourself and not feel like you need to hide anything or not be yourself, and very unjudgmental here, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And just to thank you so much, Janelle, for that, just to bring our listeners up to speed in case you don't know. So Lose Smart, like Janelle said, is our 28-day program. It's almost like a community within a community because the guests participating in Lose Smart have separate classes together, and it's a rolling admission. So Janelle probably came into the program on her first day with people who had been there for 3 or 4 weeks.
And that's really a cool piece of it, where it's like when you said they took me in, it's almost like the veterans of the group, they really help that first week person like feel safe, feel like they can let their guard down. And it's, yeah, it's a fun program to kind of witness how as others are learning the skills and mindset to live healthy and to achieve their goals, it really, you know, impacts everybody within this small subset of the culture.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it kind of reminded me of what, like when you're in elementary school and that first day you go to class and the teacher's like, hey, class, this is Janelle. And, you know, and you're standing there with this apprehensive look on your face and everybody's like, hey, and they're welcoming you. And I mean, it was kind of like that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And so by the end of your first day, how had things changed for you?
So I felt this sense of there wasn't anything I couldn't do. So as I've told Jeff before, I do not like the gym.
Yeah.
I'm not a gym person at all. And so just seeing how other people were embracing, just trying the program, trying some new things. Even after that first day, I had already done things that I had never done.
Mm. Like what?
Well, the Connect we did in the morning.
Yep.
And so we were doing these yoga stretches and some breathing. And yeah, I was like, oh, well, is this what yoga is about? And so I was like, this feels really good. And I couldn't sit on the floor and get myself up on my own when I got here to SkyTerra. And you know, the instructor for Connect that morning kind of helped me up. And then as the weeks went by and I was kind of seeing what this yoga was all about. So just that Connect class, which was the very first thing I did after breakfast, that for me has been one of the biggest things that's carried me through my life at home. I do Connect every day.
Wow.
I do yoga now. It was a big thing for me. And I encourage the guests here, you know, because everybody the first day, they're like, well, what's this Connect at 8:30? I'm like, just go. And you don't even want to explain it to them because I want them to
just go and
see what it's
it.
Like. Yeah. And feel it for themselves because it was so impactful for me. So I always encourage people here to go to Connect. That was one of the most impactful first day and every day and still my every day here.
Well, we've had many guests on and we've spoken about Connect before. I think you did a great description of it. And I think it's so cool that that's the thing that, like you phrased it, carried you through where your original reason for coming was self-care. And it's almost like you found a new style of self-care, like that slowing down. And
yes.
you were so great at like prioritizing yoga and not being like so antsy about doing every high intensity class, because guests can feel like they're not doing enough if they don't take those classes. And I think you're a good testament of like creating balance between the different types of movement and getting, you know, no pun intended, really connected to why breath and stretch and meditation and yoga poses and why all that can truly make a difference.
Absolutely. And I've been, you know, I've been reading some of the literature that you recommended and that way I got some from the lecture classes. And it's just like a new part of my world. I was like, where has this been all my life? I was like, why didn't I do this when I was younger? And I would have felt a lot better and been less stressed at work probably. But yeah, so it's been a new discovery. So I feel like a green newbie person at it, but I just try it every day and it gets better and better for me.
And just for our listeners, Connect is available, of course, here at SkyTerra. It's how we start the day every day. But you can also access Connect classes on skyterraathome.com.
Which is what I do.
Yeah.
Definitely. Start my day at home.
So the way that we kind of started this podcast, Janelle, was we had talked about how you had really dialed in your routines after you left here the first time. So can you tell us when you got home after your first stay at SkyTerra, what routines did you take with you and how has your life been different?
Yeah, you know, that's another thing I really appreciated about SkyTerra. So before you leave, you meet with your coach. I met with Jeff and we had a home plan and you get to know everyone here so well. And, you know, the first thing I sat down and Jeff said, okay, I know you're not a gym person and that's okay. And I was like, thank you for acknowledging that that's okay. And he said, so what, you know, what realistically, what are we going to do at home? I know you like the yoga. And he said, so maybe you find a studio. Or, and I said, I've already found it. I had already been researching while I was here.
Yeah, nice. Really
and
proactive.
Found one close to my house. And then I'm a disc golfer, and my husband and I do that. And that's a 3.5 mile walk when you're playing 18 holes. And Jeff said, so that's some great for your cardio. And, you know, and it was like, don't overdo it and don't try too many things. So I literally, whatever I was doing here at SkyTerra, it was important to me. And as the weeks, every week that I talked with Jeff in our meetings, it was important that how I was living at SkyTerra, I could just pick it up and drop it in at home.
Yeah. I love that.
And so when I got home, my eating routine was already set, right? Mm-hmm. So we have our eating times here. So I just continued to eat my breakfast, lunch, dinner, incorporate my 2 snacks a day. I just was eating at the same times as if I was here at SkyTerra, so that nothing changed.
Cool.
And then I joined the yoga studio, and they had a new student for the first month, and you could they had like 30 classes, and I had no idea. I'm still reading yoga lingo to figure out what everything is. And I just started going to classes to see what I kind of liked and what was kind of comfortable for me and what I was doing at SkyTerra. And so I now do yoga on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 11:30. It's a meditation and stretch class. I do yin on Sundays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a great way to kind of end my week.
That's good timing for that.
Yeah. And then I disc golf on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 7:30 with my husband. So I had something every day where I was moving and doing a lot of the things I was doing here at SkyTerra. And I have continued to do it. I've lost an additional almost 11 pounds. I'm not counting calories. I'm cooking for myself. And it really is just taking this routine and taking it home.
Yeah, I like how you said that, like taking the routine and dropping it in.
Yeah, that's a great image.
It's a really great image for sure. And it's a testament to like not, like you said it, not trying to do too much and just working on the consistency at first before feeling like we have to do everything. And also you chose things that you enjoyed. And I think that's probably part of your success, like yoga, time with your husband. Like obviously you integrated a routine that gave you enjoyment at a pretty high level.
Yeah. And that was something that was stressed here at SkyTerra too. Mm-hmm. It's like there's so many different choices of things to do here at SkyTerra. And so you can kind of find that thing that's your niche or something that you love. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I literally discovered yoga at SkyTerra.
Oh.
So that's one of the most exciting things other than Connect. that from my journey of being here at SkyTerra, and it's just awesome. It's changed my life.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Janelle, did you get anything out of your stay? You've done such a beautiful job of describing everything that you got out of your stay. And I love your description of how you were able to take the tools home, because that's so important to us here. We don't want people to come to SkyTerra and not be able to take those tools home with them. But is there anything else that you got out of your stay that you weren't expecting?
The friendships, for sure. There's a group of about 7 of us. We call ourselves Sky Tribe, and we're in a text group now. And we actually like text each other every week and just encourage each other. And we're from all over the country, different ages, different occupations. And these ladies have just been a great inspiration to keep going. And we share personal things in our lives. We share our workout routines.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not expect to like gain a new community that was not the SkyTerra staff, but like SkyTerra guest.
Yeah.
So I have a whole new community of, and we're all coming back next spring so that we can have a anniversary.
Did you know what we're doing when you all come back?
No.
It's going to be alumni week.
Oh.
Yeah, because we know of your group coming back. So we're like, we're going to just do alumni week when those cool cats come back. So yeah, I think some of that group is staying for 1 week or 2 weeks. We're going to try to make it super special for you.
I think most of us booked for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like we already pre-booked. We were like, we're coming back here together. It's
so
like,
we'll only keep 1 week regular. The other week's going to be really fun and crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. That'd be great. We're looking forward to it. Yeah.
And so when somebody new comes that week and they walk in the doors for the first time and they see you guys talking, they'll feel right at home.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, I'm going to look for that person's face that looks a little overwhelmed and just go up and introduce myself and say, you are in the right place.
I love that. Do you have any advice for somebody considering Lose Smart or considering a wellness retreat?
Yeah, I would say that don't be afraid. You know, we, in our minds, we build so many stories about a wellness retreat and the kind of people that attend and how we should look and what we should wear. And I would just say, strip all of that off and come to SkyTerra and just, you know, experience it. I had no clue what I was walking into. And some of that's my personality, and that kind of excites me. But for the person that's kind of afraid of that, do not be afraid. There's no judgment here. There is no, you have to do this. You don't have to do it. I just can't even explain how the outcome of my experience here, how it has impacted my life, and what I, if you'd have asked me before I came to SkyTerra, what do you expect?
Yeah,
I would have a whole different kind of story, because I was just so far out in left field with what my fantasy wellness retreat was.
Yeah.
And this was so much better than what my fantasy world was.
What a compliment.
Thank you so much for that description. I mean, I think it is one of those common things. It's like, you really don't know what to expect. Mm-mm. Especially when you're in a vulnerable place, you're working on putting yourself first, you're working on trying to improve your health. Like, that's a space that it's hard to predict the changes that are going to happen in you. And it's really cool to just hear, like, how unexpected the changes that you've seen in your life, what those have been.
Oh, yeah. I feel better. I look better. It's amazing. I don't even know what words to put to it.
Thanks, Janelle. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to make sure that you add for our listeners?
You know, just kind of the Nike logo. It's like, just do it. You know, it sounds so simple, but it just can be so impactful on your life. Yeah. So don't be afraid to do it. And it's a great experience. You won't regret it.
We should change our tagline. Just do it.
Just do it.
SkyTerra Wellness Retreat.
Would that be infringing?
Probably.
On a brand? A TM, is
Maybe.
That what we call that?
Probably. Well, Janelle, thank you so much for sharing your time and your thoughts and just so much of yourself today. I know our listeners are really appreciative, and so are we. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me speak to SkyTerra.
Oh, well,
Janelle, really appreciate it.
You have been absolutely amazing. I mean, I think when you check back in this time, it was so incredible to just hear about what you've done and how you haven't overcomplicated it and how you're still taking steps to continue to improve and stay on the journey of living healthy and living kind of in a different way.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. And this has been awesome.
Yes, it sure has.
Thank you.
The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.